Welcome to the Store Builders Podcast, the place where we talk to industry experts and successful store owners about what it takes to build a thriving e-commerce business. Every episode, we deliver the raw, unfiltered recommendations that will catapult your store to new heights. Ready to get serious about expanding your e-commerce empire? Well, then let's get to work.
I'm your host, Ryan Cowden, and this week we're joined by Chris Lemma and special guest, Moitza Zove. In this episode of the Store Builders Podcast, Chris, Moitza, and I discuss how to use paid advertising on Facebook to attract a larger audience and customer base for your online store. As a store builder, it can be tempting to think that your job is done once you're done building the store. But a store without an audience doesn't do much good to anyone. The goal of the store isn't to have a store, it's to attract customers and make sales. Whether it's now or later, you may be in a position where you will want to know about paid advertising and how it can add value to the stores that you build. Paid advertising on social media sites like Facebook can quickly connect your brand with an audience and jumpstart the process of establishing your new store. On today's episode, you'll hear a philosophy of advertising to guide your thinking on this subject. Specifically, Chris recommends focusing on bringing in revenue as the main mission, not just finishing the website. Next, we'll discuss the benefits of paid advertising on social media. Relying on your created content or using free advertising takes a long time and requires a lot of work on your end. But using paid advertisements on social media sites like Facebook can quickly find and attract large audiences to your store. Then we'll talk about what you need to know about your audience before launching your campaigns. You can use resources like Facebook's Audience Insights tool to gather important demographic information about your audience. After analyzing your data and studying similar pages by competitor sites, you should have a good grasp on the content your audience is interested in. After that, we'll focus on the content your paid advertising should include. Photographs and videos of people using your products and images that are visually stunning are great pieces to include in your ad campaigns. And finally, we'll talk about how you should expect to pay for this advertising. You may want to consider splitting your budget between hiring a person to direct your social media advertising and devoting money to the paid campaigns themselves. There's a lot of actionable advice in this episode, so grab something to write with because you're going to want to take notes. As always, I'll be back on the other side to wrap up any loose ends. So without any further ado, here's my conversation with Chris Lemma and Moitza Zove. All right, we're back with another episode. We're joined by Chris Lemma, as always, and we have a new guest today, Moitza. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me today.
It's good to be here.
Great. So today our topic is paid advertising on Facebook. And before we jump into the gritty details, I want to just kind of get from you, Chris, kind of the overall picture. So what's kind of your overall philosophy of advertising, just in general?
So I think one of the things that happens when you start building out, your practice to build stores for other customers, right, is that you focus on just the development. We've talked about this before, right? You just focus on just build store, and then you pass it off. And unfortunately, people who build products, make products, and sell products are not necessarily experts at gathering audiences. So you could, as a store builder, you could get to the point where you say, I'm all done. Like, I launched a store. There you go. You have your website. And that doesn't do anything for the customer, right? When I was a little kid, they made casts when you broke your wrist a certain way, right? Like the cast was done with plaster so you could sign it. And so people were excited to have a cast because then they could get their friends to sign it. Today, they make it with a different material. And so there's not a lot of joy in signing these things, right? But the point is, other than five-year-olds, nobody's excited about a cast, right? Like the cast is the thing that you do to get to a healed wrist, right? You don't joy and celebrate a cast. You celebrate what happens after it. And the same thing happens when you build a store. You're not thrilled by, ooh, code on a server. Yay, right? It's so that it does something, right? It's supposed to sell and you're supposed to make money. And so a lot of times store builders get stuck with the whole, well, I did my job, right? And they move all the way to the point of saying, I launched the store, and they forget that the customer's objective is to generate revenue. And so it behooves us, right, as store builders, to figure out how to do the next piece, right? How do you get one step further, which is how can I draw an audience? And paid advertising is that shortcut way where you go, look, I'm going to bring you an audience if I do this right.
Okay. So what specifically then can we get from paid advertising that you can't get from free advertising?
Well, the reality is it's actual an audience, right? So free advertising makes you feel good, right? Like, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, going into threaded form discussions and writing little things like, hey, check out my store. Or, you know, you see people do that in Facebook groups or you're having a conversation and someone says, I have a great store here, you know, and you just write in the link. Even people who are just doing content marketing, right? They're writing content. There's nothing wrong with that. But you know that that takes time, right? You got to get Google to pay attention to you. You got to get indexed. You got to start bringing traffic. You got to show up in the search results. There's just a lot of work there. It's not that it's bad, but it doesn't deliver the audience at the same pace or the same quantity that paid ads do.
Okay. And then, yeah.
One last little interesting dynamic is in the most recent report I was reading from Shopify, a majority of traffic that goes to Shopify stores, as articulated by Shopify, comes from paid search, paid ads. Meaning a majority of the people who are currently running successful stores on Shopify are getting their audience from Instagram and Facebook. So at this point, there's less a question of should I do it and more the question like, why aren't you doing it, right? If all these other people are doing it, are you missing out if you're not paying attention to that?
Okay, great. All right, so an important part of advertising is researching and understanding your audience. And maybe this is a good time to bring in Moitza here. How do you conduct that research and what kind of things should you know about your audience before you launch these paid advertisements?
So Facebook has a tool that I love using when we're doing a research phase with our clients. So the tool is called Audience Insights. And I know like what you cannot do if you're starting out, you cannot connect the Audience Insights tool with your Facebook page because your Facebook page is too small. If your Facebook page would be big enough, what that would do is it would analyze your Facebook page audience and tell you like the typical persona, how old is she, the gender, where do they come from, what other Facebook pages have they liked, what are their interests. So Facebook can tell you all of that if your Facebook page is good enough. But if you're starting out, you're starting out from zero. You don't have a lot of Facebook page likes. Even if you have 100 of them, it's not like the data is not going to be representative enough of your whole target audience. So what I really recommend doing at that point is analyzing your competitors or companies that have a similar or the same target audience that you have, even if they're selling a different product, for example. So what you can do is you can go to Audience Insights, and if your competitor or your the Facebook page that has the same target audience, if they are big enough, Facebook will tag them as an interest. And what you can do is you can kind of put that into the Audience Insights and it will analyze their Facebook page likes and their audience. And it will tell you their typical persona, the age, the gender, the location. They'll tell you the Facebook pages that they liked, the interest that they have. So you can kind of tap into all of that information without even having that information yourself on your Facebook page. And just use those interests for your targeting. So that's the kind of research that I typically conduct when I'm starting to work with a client, because it sets you off for a great start.
Right. Is the analysis up to you, or do they kind of crunch the numbers for you on these tools?
Does Facebook crunch the numbers? Is that the question? Yeah, Facebook pretty much crunches the numbers for you. I try to collect that kind of information during the research phase from different sources. So not only Facebook, but also from the client themselves. They usually know their target audience. Sometimes they don't have any like specific information, but that's where, you know, Facebook comes in really handy, or any kind of surveys that they might do. For example, the client might do over their email marketing or whatever. So I kind of combine it from different sources. But as far as Facebook goes, they usually crunch the numbers for you. And it's just quite an easy job for the advertisers to research their audience and just kind of plug that knowledge into their upcoming campaign.
Great. So once you get those numbers, you get the figures, then we have to decide actually what the content of our advertisements are going to be. And we do want it to kind of match up with the audience that we've just studied. So how do you make that transition from getting the numbers to deciding what content is actually going to reach your customers?
So I think it's important to, when it comes to content, to think about the funnel a little bit more. Retargeting is a major part of every Facebook advertising that e-commerce stores usually do. But it's usually done at the second part of the funnel. So what you want to do with retargeting, you want to retarget people who have previously visited your webpage. What you can do with Facebook is you can show them a specific product. So the product that I was looking at on your webpage, you can show me that specific product, specific color, specific design on Facebook. So I have just an easier job of purchasing that if I was previously interested in it. Mm-hmm. But that's only one part of advertising. What I love to think about is the actual funnel that people could implement themselves. And that starts not with retargeting, but if you move a little bit higher up the funnel, it starts with the actual acquisition, because that's where the scalability is. If you only rely on retargeting, your growth is limited. But if you work for acquisition as well, that's where the real growth comes from. And in terms of acquisition, I tend to experiment with different tactics. What I love doing is just a simple brand awareness or traffic campaign to your homepage, and the kind of content that I like to develop for my clients is it's content that is visually incredibly appealing. Mm. So not just like forget about stock images. That's not going to do the job. If you have beautiful product shots that have been taken in a specific setting or an environment, or for example, you're selling t-shirts, a picture of a person wearing that t-shirt, preferably even a video, that's the kind of content that will grab the attention of your end user. They will kind of force them to click on the ad. And once they click on the ad, they'll browse your store a little bit, maybe leave without a purchase. And that's where the actual retargeting comes in place. But mm-hmm. the acquisition part of the funnel has to be there if you want to scale your business further.
Right. Can we flesh out what you mean by acquisition? Are you just talking about getting them as a follower, or like, what does that look like?
Getting them to click on your webpage. That's basically what I talk about. Like, that's the most valuable acquisition that you can do, because mm-hmm. once they click on your webpage, if you have the Facebook pixel implemented, which you should, especially you cannot do retargeting without the Facebook pixel.
Yeah.
But if you have the pixel implemented, as soon as they click on your landing page, Facebook pixel is going to kind of tag them as a visitor of your webpage, and you'll be able to retarget them later on. So if you can get them with your acquisition ad or acquisition campaign, if you can get them to click on your webpage, like, you have them marked, you have them tagged, and you can use those website visitors for your upcoming campaigns.
Okay, great. And I just want to kind of flesh out this retargeting thing also. I think that's kind of interesting. So are we trying to retarget them to a website? Because I know some people who are heavily involved in Facebook marketing, and it seems like they're trying to put all their content just on their social media now, that they're not expecting mm-hmm. everyone to follow all the way through to the website. So mm-hmm. How much do you have on that Facebook page, and how much are you trying to get people back to your website, you know?
So usually purchases happen on the website. Facebook does have a couple of plugins where it kind of allows you to make a purchase through Facebook. But one thing to keep in mind is that feature is not available for all countries. So for example, when it comes to Europe, we don't get a lot of fancy features that the United States gets. So that's one thing to keep in mind.
Okay.
What I love that Facebook did, and that was, I think, about a year ago, they made like a crossover of, you know, the both worlds. So what you can now do with retargeting is you can create, if you use a catalog sales objective, when deciding on which and what kind of campaign to launch. So you use the catalog sales objective, and the format of the ad that you can use is, I think it's called, they change the names all the time. I think now it's called full screen experience. And what that does is it kind of creates like a little web page inside of Facebook. So once they see your ad, they see like beautiful products featured. They are interested in one product. Maybe they have seen it before on your web page. They click the product and a pop-up will open inside the app, and it will showcase a selection of products or collections or whatever you're advertising. And they can browse through different options. Like they can see the colors, they can see the prices. And once they click on the actual product, that's when it leads them to the landing page itself. So you're kind of qualifying as you go. But I love that feature. I love that ad format. And it's the ad format that it's most popular with e-commerce advertisers because it's just incredibly effective.
That's great. Yeah.
The other thing I note is there's a lot of times where we say, oh, you're going to take them back to your social, you're going to take them back this or that. But the power to get them over to your website and to get them to see your website, right? We don't talk about this a lot because you talk about pixels and all this stuff. But fundamentally, right, if you're selling a t-shirt and other people are selling a t-shirt, it's really easy when you're talking to someone to be like, oh, I saw this great t-shirt. They're like, yeah, I saw the same thing. And you're really talking about two different websites, right? because you're talking about, well, I saw this cool jacket. Is it the black jacket with the zippers? It's the black jacket with the zippers. Yeah. And you're both talking about the black jacket with the zipper. You're talking about two different jackets, right? Two different places. So a lot of times, right, getting someone back to the website is also a way for you to just get that first visual connection to the brand. And then every other conversation after that, right? If you've done a good job, you're like, oh, wait, are you talking about the colored socks and all the different socks? Yeah, the sock subscription, yes. But now they go, but you're talking about so-and-so, right? The name of the brand, of the website, of the sock subscription box. Because up until then, at that point, you're all talking about the same subscription box for socks and you're all talking about a different one, right? And that doesn't make any sense for you. So as a store builder, when I talk to store owners, right, I say, yeah, of course you can sell it on you can distribute your products on Amazon, you can distribute it on Etsy, you can distribute it on eBay. But all of those, right, they make your brand tiny because the marketplace is bigger. The benefit when you're doing paid search, doing paid ads, and you're bringing people to your site is that it's your site and you get to remark on that brand. You get to make that impression. And until you make that impression, you know, every evangelist that ever bought from you is out there talking about you. And if they're talking about the colored socks or the cool ties or whatever it is you're selling, other people are like, cool, I'll go look for it on Amazon. And they never find you, right? Or, you know, that's a whole other issue with Amazon, you know, building their own private labels to sell your products to their own customers again, right? So getting people back to the site allows you to really connect with that brand.
I think we should think of it as a wholesome brand experience, right? Because when it comes to Facebook, you're limited to their UI. So you cannot communicate your brand as effectively as you can on your webpage. And a perfect example of that is an e-commerce store that actually Kristen Bell and her husband I think they launched it yesterday. It's like a baby product. I'm not a parent, so I have no clue what it's all about. But it's called Hello Bello, and the brand is amazing, right? When I check their landing page, it's beautiful. It's like it really communicates their brand and their philosophy. That cannot be done on Facebook. So when you check their Facebook page, they are limited to their UI, to their design, and you cannot kind of like you're limited when it comes to communicating your brand. But once you get them to your web page, they get connected on a completely different level. There are colors that you use specifically, designs, other communication. So they kind of, like I said, they connect on a completely different level that's not possible when you're limiting yourself only to Facebook.
That's great. So let's talk about the money real quick. So the more money that you spend, the longer the ad can run or the bigger the audience that you can reach. Do you have any advice on kind of the budget and what kind of a reach you should be paying for with your ads?
So before she answers, and she's going to answer brilliantly, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I want to separate that question in half.
Oh, right? Okay. Sure.
When a store builder works with a customer and pitches, you know, like you should get into this stuff, especially if the store builder is not an expert.
We lost him.
He's on that hotel Wi-Fi.
Yes, the perfect and the really good working Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's too bad. At least we're not doing this live, so we'll be able to put this out. We can just kind of give him a minute to come back in. Moitza, where are you? So are you in Europe right now?
Yes, I'm in Slovenia.
Wow. So it's pretty late for you there. What time is it for you?
It's 6:20 p.m.
Okay. That's not bad.
But I'm used to it. I start working at 2 p.m. in the afternoon because I work with United States.
Yeah.
So like the mornings I have for myself, I go to the gym. And then during the afternoon is when I actually work. So this is perfect timing for me. This is still my work day.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I think we got Chris back. Hey, welcome back, Chris.
Sorry about that. That sucks.
That's all right. That's the hotel. Yeah.
So I'm going to take it from where I started to interrupt you, right?
Yeah.
So before she answers, and I know she's going to give you a brilliant answer and it's going to be awesome, right? I want to pause to say, if you're a store builder and you're talking to a customer about the fact that they need to go after Facebook ads, there's a chance you're not a Facebook ads expert, right? If you're a store builder and you want to deliver the total value to the customer, but you're not the expert, so you're going to have to go bring someone else in. It's important at that moment that we split the question or what you're talking about in terms of the cost into two different buckets. It's how much do I have to pay for a Facebook expert, right? Like, so let's say I bring in someone and I'm going to pay them monthly. So what's the retainer for the expertise? And that's separate from how much am I going to spend on the ads? And sometimes, right, when you're talking to a store owner, you may only mention one or the other. Right. And I've watched this happen for store builders where they're like, well, you need to spend, $1,000 a day, or $500 a day. And they're thinking in ads. Right. And then they say, by the way, I'm going to bring you this Facebook expert who's going to help you figure out what to do with.
Chris.
Expert who's going to help you.
Yeah.
Analyze. We lost you for a second. Yeah.
Oh, this is insane. So they're going to, they're going to be thinking, this is how much money I have to spend. And then you say, oh, but you also have to spend on the expert, right? So it's important for a store builder to realize there are two buckets, right? And some experts will only get involved if you're spending a certain amount of money on ads, because they already know that if you're not coming to the table with the right money, this is not interesting. And others are like, I can do whatever. So it's just important that we understand there's two buckets of money: how much you pay for your Facebook expert and how much you pay Facebook for the ads.
Yeah. So Moitza, how would you approach those two buckets if you were a store builder?
Yeah. So again, as Chris mentioned, it's incredibly difficult as a store owner if you don't have the expertise. Even if you do want to get the expertise, either you're going to get it free and it's going to take forever for you to learn how to launch Facebook ads effectively, or you have to pay for it in terms of getting a course or preferably getting some sort of expertise help. You have different types of consultants. Some consultants or Facebook ads expert actually take a fee out of your profits. Sometimes they charge a flat fee. So it's really important to find an expert that you can work with in terms of, first of all, what you're looking for, what kind of engagement you are looking for when it comes to the actual expert. And the prices can be different. If you work with someone who works on a per-profit basis as well, so a part of their fee is a flat fee, a part of their fee is profit-based, usually the flat fees are going to be a little bit lower, and then they're going to charge you based upon, the performance or how much money you spent. And then you have the experts who charge a high flat fee because they kind of want to make themselves feel safe when it comes to their work increasing over time. So that can be a little difficult to find And first of all, what you have to do, like I said, is you have to sit down with yourself and have that kind of conversation of figuring out what works for you. As far as the actual budget for advertising goes, it's different again. And again, we have several buckets. If you're a beginner and if you have an established brand with a lot of traffic, right? So if you are a beginner, what you want to do is you want to spend a lot of money for acquisition because you don't have a lot of people that you can retarget. So if you get a couple of visits on your webpage here and there, you're not going to be spending a lot of money for retargeting because you don't have people to retarget. So what you want to do is you want to spend money for that acquisition part of the funnel. And it's not really about how much you are willing to spend, but how are you willing to distribute the percentage between these two kind of parts of the funnel, so the acquisition and remarketing. So with beginners, you want to spend about 70 to 80% for acquisition and then 20 to 30% for remarketing. But then once you start growing your brand and once you get a lot more people coming to your page, you get organic traffic. Maybe you do any kind of acquisition campaigns with Google Ads or, you know, anything else, and your remarketing pool of people starts to grow. That's when the budgets shift a little bit. So that's when you're looking to spend a little less for acquisition and more for remarketing, because what you want to do is you want to increase your profits, and remarketing is where the profits are. And you can spend a little less for acquisition. You know your target audience, you know how to reach them effectively, and a little more for remarketing just to kind of catch all of the people that are coming to your webpage and show them relevant ads based on the actual products that they're watching and products that they're interested in.
Great. So we're running a little short on time. But before we signed off, I was wondering if either of you just wanted to kind of say one more word, maybe a question that wasn't asked, but something that people should keep in mind as they start getting into paid advertising on Facebook and social media.
Well, I will just end by saying, when my wife asks, you know, what do you want for dinner? And we say, oh, how about tacos, right? Her next statement isn't, well, let me plant some corn and then let me, you know, harvest it and then let me turn it into tortillas. Let me go raise some chickens and then grow them and then let me kill them and to cook them. Like, we don't go through that process. We just go to the store, we buy the ingredients, and we move on in life, right? Right. And in this world, right, today, you can buy your audience, right? Not in a malicious way or bad way, but you don't have to do everything from scratch. We're very comfortable in other realms of our life to do that. And this is a place where most people feel uncomfortable, or they feel like, oh, I just don't know about that. This is just the same thing. Go to the store, buy it, right? Here you can go to Facebook, you can buy an audience, bring them in. And if you have a great, you know, a great offering, it makes sense.
Yeah, my kind of conclusion would be in the same kind of realm. A lot of people just think about doing Facebook ads. They are really interested in it. They're reading, you know, about the e-commerce stores that are just getting massive ROI from Facebook ads, but they're always postponing that. They always want to learn a little bit more, maybe read a couple of more blog posts, watch more webinars. But yeah, theory is one thing. You can learn and you can spend hours and hours of learning based on the blog posts that other people write. But where the actual learning experience that's valuable for your brand comes from is the actual experimentation. And that means that you need to go out there and start experimenting with Facebook ads. You don't need massive budgets for that. So you don't need $100 per day. You need to get started. You can get started, especially for the acquisition and retargeting. You can get started with smaller budgets. And then you can learn a lot by just spending, let's say, $20, $30 a day, or not even that. You can set a fixed budget and say, okay, I'm spending this for experimentation. Let's see how far I can take it. And that's where the real value and knowledge comes from. So I think, like, the final point is, if you're thinking about it right now, stop thinking about it and just start doing it.
Great. Yeah. That was fascinating. Moitza, really, we're thankful for you coming in all the way over from Europe to come onto this podcast. And thank you for joining us today. This was a lot of fun talking to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Take care.
All right, folks, there you have it. That wraps up my conversation with Chris Lemma and Moitza Zov. They shared a ton of valuable insights and advice today on how to use paid advertising on Facebook to find and attract a wider customer base. We also shared some tools and resources, which will all be linked up in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review in your favorite podcast directory. Until next time, best of luck in all that you do, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Store Builders Podcast.